Last summer, Michelle Claiborne and Dustin Cable, research associates at the Weldon Cooper Center for Public Service, issued a report suggesting Virginia was in transition from its historical red roots to a blue state. The reason? Increasing diversity in our population. Claiborne says Hispanics and Asians, including people from India and Pakistan, are a growing part of the population in Northern Virginia.
Those groups seem to have come out, and to come out with as strong or stronger margins for Obama in 2012 compared to 2008.
And African Americans did not waver in their support for the president. They make up about 20% of the state's population, and that has not changed much. But more of them are taking part in elections.
2008 turnout among blacks was historic in Virginia. It actually matched that of whites. And the fact that that might happen again in 2012, and again we'll have to look at the numbers in greater detail, is truly a historic event in the political history of Virginia.
You know, voting is a habit. Once you start voting once, especially twice, the chances that you are now a more regular voter, and to the extent the composition changes because the Democratic Party managed to bring in new voters, that can have longer term consequences for elections for decades to come.
At the same time, Cable says some communities that were solidly Republican have begun to splinter.
The numbers for Romney coming out of Chesterfield County, which is mostly a white suburb of the Richmond metro area, were not looking good for Romney. He needed to have larger margins in Chesterfield County.
And finally, the youth vote again went strongly for Obama, leading Claiborne and Cable to conclude that 2008 was not a fluke, that Virginia really is changing its political course. I'm Sandy Houseman.